Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we wrap up the Thanksgiving holiday and head into the Christmas holiday, oftentimes folks have discussions while sitting around the dinner table, and sometimes those discussions center around the food itself. Our ISU Extension horticulturalists have answered a few questions about some traditional Thanksgiving foods. First of all, cranberries are often a staple on the table this time of year. If you're looking for a fun bit of trivia, Wisconsin is actually the leading producer of cranberries in the United States, so a close neighbor to us here in Iowa. Most cranberry production in Wisconsin is located in the central and northern parts of the state, and as a whole, Wisconsin produced 4.85 million barrels of cranberries in 2015. With a barrel weighing in at 100 pounds, this is quite a bit of cranberries. Other top producers across the U.S. include Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington State. Another common discussion around the holiday table is yams versus sweet potatoes. In the U.S., sweet potatoes are often referred to as yams. However, sweet potatoes and yams are two completely different crops. Sweet potatoes are vining plants in the morning glory family and are believed to be native to Central and South America. The storage roots of these sweet potatoes, which we eat, are short and blocky with tapered ends. They have a smooth, thin skin. There are two different types of sweet potatoes, which sometimes leads to the confusion between sweet potatoes and yams. Dry-fleshed types usually have a light yellow skin and pale yellow flesh. When cooked, they are dry and crumbly, similar to a baked potato. Moist flesh types typically have a dark orange skin and orange flesh and more moisture and sweetness when cooked. In the U.S., these orange flesh types are the most commonly grown sweet potato and are sometimes referred to as yams. However, true yams are vining plants in their own family that are native to Africa and Asia. They are long, cylindrical underground tubers with a rough, scaly skin. The yam tubers can be several feet long and may weigh 50 pounds or more. Yams are not commonly used in the U.S., but they are popular in Latin American countries. And finally, the debate on whether or not canned pumpkin is made from a mixture of butternut and other squashes. To answer this one, we have to start by defining our terms. Pumpkins and squash are a little bit confusing, as pumpkins are a member of the same family. The pumpkin family Cucurbitaceae includes squashes, cantaloupes, cucumbers, watermelons, and gourds, and a pumpkin is actually a type of squash. The definition of a pumpkin is based on the fruit's appearance and how it is used, rather than purely a botanical term. Pumpkins are typically round, smooth, slightly ribbed, hard, and deep yellow to orange. They have both culinary and ornamental uses. Pumpkins can be members of four different types of plant species, and the main source of commercial pumpkin puree is from one of these families. However, in all of the families, there are different varieties of both pumpkins and more traditional squash. Another fun trivia fact for your next holiday meal, the word pumpkin originated from the Greek word pipon, which means large melon. The word was adapted by both the French and the English, and finally the American colonists coined the term pumpkin. Also coming out of Iowa State University last week, the final results of Iowa's official variety trials for both corn and soybeans. The Iowa Crop Performance Test results are available at croptesting.iastate.edu if you want the full results available in electronic form. Printed results are also available on the Extension store or from your local county Extension office. The 2016 performance trials managed more than 20,000 plots at 30 locations across the state, with more than 35 companies participating in the tests. If you visit croptesting.iastate.edu, you can view all entries, hybrids, and varieties entered, as well as the districts and tests where the entries were placed. You can filter results by districts, GMO traits, or variety maturities. Data tables in the report are also available to download as Microsoft Excel files from the website. The Iowa Crop Performance Tests are the top-ranked provider of unbiased performance data among all Midwestern self-supported public testing programs for both corn and soybeans. The testing program provides growers information they need to make informed variety selection decisions. Data reports do also include two-year averages when appropriate. And finally, a reminder to anyone who needs to have their commercial pesticide applicator training renewed. If you need continuing education credit by the end of the year, we would like to remind you that those training dates need to be scheduled by December 15th. Reshow dates can occur after December 15th, but they must be on the calendar and scheduled before that date in order to avoid all of our days towards the end of December booking up. If you would like to ensure a spot on the training schedule for commercial pesticide applicator reshows, give us a call prior to the 15th of December. You can call us at 243-1132 or email us to set up that date. Keep in mind, we do offer all the trainings on a first-come, first-served basis, so we just want to remind folks to call and get their classes scheduled before our year-end calendar fills up. As always, for upcoming programs, for more information on Extension resources, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime or stop by the Cass County Extension office. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.